well, that yes. surgery, but he didn't stay.
And he had the broken collarbone.
And he had his collarbone.
Okay.
Dr. Billy Galyard sees about 6,000 kids a year at her pediatric clinic in Greenville, Kentucky. What she prescribes might surprise you.
I brought you boys some books today, and we kind of picked them out thinking you might like them and you could share them too, actually. So, Brady, this is yours. This is on dinosaurs.
5-year-old Brady and 3-year-old Noah are there for checkups. Every child 6 months to 5 years old leaves the clinic with a new book and a prescription to read.
We've seen data nationally that this also increases the likelihood that they'll finish school.
Brady and Noah's mom, Natasha Newman, says adding the literacy aspect to medical appointments erases any white coat syndrome the boys may have.
I like that it gives them something to look forward to when they come, and it's not a negative experience at the doctor's office.
Brady and Noah Newman are among some 4 million children across the nation who are served by the Reach Out and Read program. This national nonprofit was started 20 years ago by a group of pediatricians in Boston.
They noticed that when they brought books into the waiting room, those books disappeared. And they decided, wouldn't it be nice to use this very trusting relationship that we have with our patients to talk to them about the importance of reading to their children at a young age.
That's Dr. Donna Grigsby, a pediatrician at the University of Kentucky Children's Hospital. She also heads the Kentucky chapter of Reach Out and Read. As pediatricians dispense advice to parents on immunizations, potty training, and car seats, the Reach Out and Read program impresses upon parents they are their child's most important teacher.
Sometimes they are surprised that we talk about that, but I think what we found in the studies, when your physician tells you to read to your child, you're between 4 and 10 times more likely to do so.
Dr. Tanvi Patel treats children at the Ireland Army Community Hospital at Fort Knox.
For our families in general, they go through a lot of stress, especially with deployments and such. We have very young families, and this just gives them support in general to say, we're not just here to see if you have an illness with your child that we can help you with. We're just kind of overall here to care for your children.
He's pretty healthy except something about these seizures. So you tell me, or have you seen a specialist yet? Or
I haven't. We only saw a psychoneurologist. And
Dr. Patel speaks with Army wife Alicia Romeo, who's brought her 3 children to the clinic for checkups before the start of a new school year. While these children, ages 6, 8, and 12, have outgrown Reach Out and Read, Dr. Patel uses the appointment to encourage them to visit the library.
The one on post is pretty great.
It's really
lots
nice.
Of programs for kids, lots of resources for kids.
Fort Knox is one of 78 clinics in Kentucky taking part in Reach Out and Read. The program serves nearly 47,000 children in the Commonwealth a year. But as of June 30th, the program no longer has state funding. Reach Out and Read State Director Donna Grigsby is looking for other funding sources, such as corporate donations.
The average cost for a child to complete this program from 6 months to 5 years is $50.
Dr. Grigsby considers it a small investment for a program that engages parents and prepares children to enter kindergarten ready to flourish.
We're determined not to let this program die in this state.
More than 85,000 books were given out last year in Kentucky to what Grigsby hopes is a new generation of book lovers. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.